Forest and Bird, the organisation, has raised some grave prospects for our oceans due to carbon emissions. They've got a new report called Ocean Acidification Implications for New Zealand. And Forest and Bird's Chief Conservation Advisor, Kevin Hackwell, joins me now. Hello there, Kevin.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
Yeah, good. What did you look at in this report?
Well, we looked at a lot of things, actually. With global warming, more CO2, carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, that ends up in our water, in our oceans. And obviously, they cover 70% of the world's surface area. And it's a bit like when you've got one of those soda streams at home and you have the CO2 cylinder and you press the button and it forces the CO2 into the water. As everybody knows, not only does the water go bubbly, you know, sparkly, but straight away you've got soda water, which is actually quite acidic. And that's what happens. The CO2 gets absorbed into the oceans. As it gets absorbed into the water, it then breaks down and forms carbonic acid. And that reduces the pH, the acidity or alkalinity of the oceans, which then has really significant consequences potentially. It's happening now. It's going to get worse. That's the concern.
And so this is something that's, I was going to say unrelated, but not unrelated, but a different problem to global warming.
Yes, that's a good point. I mean, it's another aspect of it. We know we're already worried about temperatures rising. We're worried about sea level rise, which kind of goes with that, you know, melting the ice caps and et cetera. There's another issue around the ocean, which is this idea of the carbon dioxide being absorbed into the ocean and actually turning the oceans more acidic. The key thing there is, as the oceans get more acidic, as a lot of people will know, a lot of things in the oceans lay down carbonate shells of different sorts. You know, you've got obviously shellfish, you've got things making skeletons, exoskeletons, you've got some of even just the plankton, the phytoplankton, zooplankton, incorporating and having structures in their cells which incorporate the carbonates. And what happens is that stuff gets eaten away by the acid. And that creates problems.
How long have we been studying the pH level of oceans and how much has it changed?
Quite a while, actually. And it turns out that in the last 100 or so years, the acidity's gone up by, you know, 26-30%. But the thing about pH, people go back to their third form or their secondary school chemistry classes where, you know, we were looking about acid and alkali and we had the paper that told us, you know, what colour it was, things like that. The thing people may remember from that is that the pH scale, the numbers, are actually logarithmic. They go up. They don't go up in a linear fashion, you know, from 1 to 2 is just double. No, it's not. It's actually 10. It's from like 10 times the size. And so you have a small change in the pH and the number that you get can mean an awful lot more acidity, and that's what's going on. And we're looking at potentially having a 120% increase by the end of the century if the present trends carry on.
And what would that mean? Yes. How would we notice that here in New Zealand?
Well, here in New Zealand, we might find that we don't have as much power out there because the acid is eating away at the shells and the power is spending more towards the power of there. They're smaller because they're busy having to put a lot more energy into maintaining and repairing the shells from acid, you know, more acidity in the oceans. For example, it's just that they're using power. It might be that things like crayfish, which have an exoskeleton, they incorporate, you know, the carbonates and calcium, that their skeletons aren't nearly as strong. And again, they might be wasting time and energy trying to fix that. We might see some of the very basis of the food chain, the phytoplankton, which photosynthesize and, you know, really important because they are right at the bottom of the food chain. We might see their species changing because the ones that presently do incorporate the carbonates, et cetera, and they aren't able to do it. And therefore, we see a change. That change may slow up the food chain, maybe less food available for our fish, et cetera, and therefore for our birds and ultimately for marine mammals and things. So we could see a whole pile of changes. And for our fishing industry, we have, of course, we have an aquaculture industry, and a lot of that's about shellfish, you know, it's about things like oysters and mussels, etc. They should be very worried about this because it's a shellfish and the shells are the things that are under threat. But also our fishing industry, they require and need to a healthy ecosystem. And if the ecosystem is being challenged seriously by this acidification, that could be bad in terms of the food that they're eating, but also actually we're seeing some evidence that, that the acidity actually affects the fish themselves.
What are your recommendations?
Well, there's the obvious ones about, you know, as the Prime Minister has said, climate change is this generation's nuclear-free moment. We really do need to do everything we can to reduce the amount of global warming we're causing, you know, the climate change and CO2 that we're doing, but also push internationally for a really strong, you know, the best thing to do is we need to actually deal with climate change. So we've got a series of recommendations to the government, which people would probably expect. But the other thing we're saying is, I think it's really important, we're saying to the marine and the fishing industry, hey, guys, yes, you're acknowledging this is a problem, but we need your action on this. It would be really good to see the fishing industry and the aquaculture industry become major advocates for dealing to climate change because, you know, it'd be great to have them alongside adding the pressure and the call for our government and internationally there to be much better movement on actually fixing the problem. Because for the industry, for the fishing industry, aquaculture industry, this is literally their future we're talking about. It's in their self-interest to be strong advocates. We'd love to have them alongside us pushing hard, saying, no, it's in our economic interest as well as our environmental interest to get this sorted.
Thanks, Kevin. Anything we've missed?
No, I think that's great. I mean, as I say, it's a real concern. We need. It's just not a savvy, as you pointed out earlier. So it's another part of global climate change that could have really huge consequences.
Right. Thanks for your time today, Kevin Hackwells from he's the Chief Conservation Advisor at Forest and Bird, and their report is called Ocean Acidification Implications for New Zealand.